Thursday, August 11th. London shamed by these riots. This past week has seen disgraceful, unacceptable scenes on our streets and elsewhere across the capital and country. In the space of a few days, we've gone from a country gearing up to hold the Olympics to one on the verge of anarchy. Like all right-minded people, we've been appalled by the wanton violence and destruction. Let's call it what it was: opportunistic looting and nothing more. It wasn't mindless, as the shops that were attacked, such as phone shops, clothes shops, and supermarkets, were specifically targeted with what could be looted in mind. We accept that nothing occurs in a vacuum. Yes, we're all feeling the pinch from the recession and the swingeing cuts at both a local and national level. And yes, in a borough like Southwark, just miles from the centre of government and from the heart of the banking sector, the gap between the haves and the have-nots is perhaps more pronounced than many other places in the country. So we accept frustration is out there. But the fact is, those who feel the frustration are those who are actually making an effort to improve their lives by trying to find jobs, by engaging with their communities, by looking for the best opportunities for their children. It is surely hard to argue that those who've been out on the streets these past few days have engaged mentally with any of this. And this is the problem that needs to be addressed, namely, how to get young people who are so disaffected with their own community that they enjoy destroying it to engage. We don't raise this out of any particular sympathy for them. In the past, in this area, people had it much harder and had far fewer opportunities. The difference was that they had self-respect and didn't expect things to be handed to them on a plate. So we raise it simply because we cannot allow such events to occur again, and simply to wash our hands of our own young people is to ignore the problem. We also say this, bearing in mind that this was not representative of all the local young people, nor of all parents who rightly kept their kids indoors. The efforts to engage have to go hand in hand with severe deterrence. Those who have taken part in this need to be punished to the extent that they think twice before they go out looting again. It's very clear that many out on the streets had nothing but contempt for the power of the police. Just 2 weeks ago, this editorial column argued against police cuts in turbulent times, and while we take no pleasure in being proved right so quickly, who could really argue now that police resources should be cut? And who would argue with the police being told that they should take the actions necessary to protect the public and businesses, rather than sitting on their hands for fear of being criticised for being too heavy-handed? As an independent, local business ourselves, we feel for those businesses that have suffered during these riots, and as such, we are offering each one that has suffered damage a free advert. We hope it'll help them get them back on their feet. We would also ask our readers to cut out our poster on page 7 and put it up to show support for our shops. A silver lining? The reaction of communities coming out and trying to tidy up the mess. The vast majority of us want to improve the areas we live in and not destroy them.